This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, a place where Susan can introduce to you psychics, clairvoyance, past lives, and paranormal experiences. Now, here's your host, Susan Pinsky.
Hey everyone, I'm hijacking the psychic rebel Colby today and taking over her show. So I want everybody to know that I have a special guest coming in from Teen Mom. Her name's Amber Portwood, and she is one of the original Teen Moms. And the psychics don't know it, and we're going to be on Facebook Live. So listen to the podcast, or you can go to Susan Sailor Pinsky Facebook and see the Facebook Live show done at the UBN Studios. And here's Psychic Rebel Colby.
Sometimes I feel like a star, but only strictly where I'm famous. I'm in this for the longest haul, like we'll see where it takes us. I'm throwing back these double shots like whiskey, here is weightless. Cause this career I chose was even riskier than Vegas, yo.
You guys recognize that sound? Everybody recognize that sound? That is the Calling Out song. Hello, Susan Pinsky.
Oh my God, I'm back.
We are joining forces tonight. We got this. So this is the big surprise, everybody. We've got me live with Colby Psychic Rebel. We have got Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
I'm hijacking your show today.
We're a little hijacking
here. I had her tied up in the back closet, and I was trying to steal her show, but
I don't mind a little bondage now and again. This is fine. And we've got Jennifer Schaefer.
Hello, hello.
We got AJ Barrera.
Hello.
He's back for double duty.
Right, again.
But what's also, we've got this unbelievable celebrity guest in the house, which I actually don't know who she is, so I'm super excited. We have Amber Portwood. Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Amber. Hi.
It is so nice to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me here. This is going to be a completely different podcast that I've ever done before. I mean, this is, I think it's going to be fun though. I'm excited.
We're going to have a great time, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a psychic reading before?
Yeah, I have.
Fantastic. Yeah. This is going to be, now you got three. So this
wow.
is what we did.
I'm feeling the heat right now. I'm wondering what they're going to say.
Wow.
So I just want to introduce Amber. She thinks yes. she's a little bit intuitive.
Oh,
and
good. Oh,
wow. This is when we met, and I'll tell you how later, just so that you guys, just in case any of you know who she is in the room, I don't think Jennifer knows. Do you know who Amber is?
I'm just moving her over.
So yeah. Thank you. It's your turn to speak,
push
Jen.
Slide across.
Are you, Jen, do you know who this is? Have you ever seen her before?
I haven't. I don't feel like I've seen her before.
Okay. And AJ, have you ever?
No.
But I've heard her name.
Yeah. You know, I'm very honest. I don't know names, but I know faces. Your face looks familiar, but I don't. Yeah. Know your name.
I'm a chameleon. I change everything. Right?
Yeah, I'm very bad with celebrities, to be quite honest. And people in the entertainment business, like, they're all like kind of a, oh, okay.
Yeah. So the whole premise of it is that they get to know you with their third eye. They don't know anything about you. So you will be told things that you won't believe they know.
Yeah.
And they haven't been researching you. No. We have no.
We didn't know the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't even.
And so I keep it secret.
Okay.
And on my show.
It's kind of funny to even say that, but yes.
Right. Yeah.
It's a secret. And honestly, like, I'm sorry they don't know who you are, but I do. Because
that does not, like, offend me in any way whatsoever. Like, if you don't know who I am, I'm not, I don't think of myself like this huge celebrity. I just love the fans who follow me.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, yeah. You are. You're an internationally known celebrity.
Well, you have to stay humble.
Yeah. Right. So, and that's the amazing part of it all. And I want to get to know more about that and how that is after they read you, because your life is very interesting, and we want to see what kind of spirits come through for you and how it can help you and just see how it goes.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. All right. So I'll just start with a couple things. These are more psychic, so then we'll all just jump in. Sound good, you guys?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Fair? Yeah. Okay. So the couple things I heard that is that you're breaking the rules or that you're outside the box. Does that make sense around you or your personality or what you're doing?
I think anybody who knows me would say absolutely yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I know that you're you're very strong or opinionated, and really, really stubborn. But you're honest, and that honesty comes from your heart, and it's almost to a fault. So it's kind of like that.
That's why people love her.
Oh,
that's what I'm getting. She gives permission for other people to be themselves.
Yeah, there is like this lot of betrayal around you too. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like it's hard for you to even trust people or be able to be around people, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it's so weird because I get a checkerboard and typically that represents a checkered past and whatnot, but I do believe honestly there's a lot more grief that is there that still needs to be resolved, and I feel like a lot of this is kind of repressed, and I feel like spirit's saying you need to do this for yourself. The amazing part with you though, I think, is that you kind of look at things at the whole perspective, but in some weird way you kind of see the things that are so tangible for you, but you kind of self-sabotage yourself at the same time. Oh. So I feel like it's spirit's way of saying, why are you doing this to yourself? Why aren't you focusing on you? You know what I mean?
I feel like the grief comes from family, or the turmoil comes from family.
Right.
Yes.
Is it connected to family?
Yeah. There's a lot of different connections, but definitely family would be a big one.
And it's not death either. It's actually personal things.
Yes.
It's spawned off from what you said.
Right.
Okay. I was just getting it was family related.
And I'm also hearing that you're starting a new product line. I don't know. So if you are you?
Yeah.
Because I hear, awesome. I said she started a new business. She's got a product line.
I already have it.
Oh, that's perfect. That's awesome. Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank
awesome.
It's going to do really well, I feel like. It's going to be really cool.
Thank you.
What's it called?
Forever Hote.
Oh, that's right.
www.beforeverhote.com.
Oh,
it's a boutique, actually.
Oh,
in the makeup line.
I was looking at her lipstick.
I was going to say something about lipstick. That's great, though. That's awesome. That's going to do really well. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's
right?
One of them. So.
So cool. Good. Then congratulations.
There's clothing as well, correct?
Yes.
And so I was getting something with a shirt or some sayings that you have.
Sending love.
Sending love.
That's my saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I'm getting that is what is getting put on that, different.
Hey, I think I got just got chills.
I just,
definitely up my alley.
Yeah. And my fans know that 100% and say it back to me, and that's my.
Well, I think the part of it is that you're so genuine of who you are as an individual. Yeah. I think a lot of that is because of your past. You know what I mean? It's almost like all the stuff that you experience, all the crap, to be quite honest, makes you realize that I don't want to be this person. I don't want to have this personality. I don't want to portray this energy. And for you, you really kind of see yourself as being like this mecca of energy god, to be quite honest, is what I'm going to call you.
I'm feeling energy like crazy right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
You can change the girls that you, as a little girl, when you wanted things to be different, you're going to change those girls. You're going to change. You're going to make a movement with those girls.
I see those
girls are so excited that are in waiting for to get your story and to see how you transformed. And so you're giving them, again, back to that permission, you're giving them permission to be who they are.
Yes.
And there's something about standing up to bullies. So I don't know if you have an anti-bully program or something, but I keep hearing you stand up. Like you get on Facebook or you get on something and you start standing up to bullies not lashing out, but standing up for your fans, standing up against meanness. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. 100%.
13 reasons
crazy.
Why.
Crazy.
This is everything you guys have said so far has been spot
That's
on.
So
it's
crazy.
It's insane. You would think.
And can I go in a direction? I hope you guys don't mind. I'm very honest. But in some weird way, I'm not saying this as a negative downfall, but I feel like there's like a lot of addictive energy that's around you.
Yep.
But I don't feel like it's not so much of just quote unquote drugs or prescription, but it feels like more so like you getting crap done, to be quite honest. And I think it's kind of like your nature to kind of like saying, I need to make this happen.
She's addicted to love.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Absolutely.
That's what her addiction is.
I love love. Are you kidding me? I crave love, I think, because... Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say, but I crave love because I feel it's very rare today.
Oh my gosh.
I'll just say that right now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But,
until after.
And you have I felt like it was a daughter, but you have a child. Is that
I
right?
I have a daughter.
Okay, because I was hearing daughter. Mm-hmm. I was hearing there's going to be a second child, but I hear that broken family.
Me and my ex are split.
I was just going to say,
daughter.
I feel like these two will have different dads.
That would make 100% sense. That would
you slid it under the radar there. It's pretty
good. And then I'll see if there's anyone in spirit. But I keep feeling like a father figure in spirit for you. So would you understand a dad in spirit or a man like a dad to you in spirit?
In spirit, as in past.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! Don't do this.
So, does that make sense?
Do you have waterproof mascara on? Have you decided
how good
that?
Is your makeup?
That's your new product line.
Let's test my makeup. Yeah, my dad passed away.
I wrote dad. See, I wrote dad in spirit.
I feel that he is near me in situations like this. I feel he is near me.
Well, I think he's trying to let you know that he's around, right, you guys?
He loves what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was so proud of me.
Yeah.
Well, still is.
Even when I was messing up. I'll just say that.
Well, you know, I think with your dad, though, to be quite honest, and again, I'm very honest with all my reads, but I believe with your dad's energy, it feels like not overwhelming, but it feels like very protective of who you are, because this is a guy that would, no offense, would have a shotgun and do anything for you, to be quite honest. And I feel like his personality is very big. He's like a big teddy bear, very intimidating, but very loving. And I feel like in some ways, I can be honest, he wants to apologize for not showing that love as often as he should have to you.
He knows not to do that. I told him not to do that. Oh. He doesn't need to do that anymore.
He also says that part of what you said when you apologize for your, mistakes or whatever, that's exactly what you were supposed to do for who you are and the people that you're going to affect. So were they really mistakes?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they were the lessons.
Maybe
right?
It was some lessons learned that needed to happen so I could help others.
It still
and
hurt.
That's how I feel.
Now, with your dad, can I ask, I know this sounds... Is there a tractor connection?
A tractor?
Yeah, I saw a tractor. So I don't know.
No.
You know what just popped in my mind when you said that? I don't know if I can say company names, but
God.
Go ahead.
This toy that I had when I was really little. I just remembered it was a tractor with a thing on the back of it.
Something every girl should have.
But it broke and right? I cried. It broke and I cried so hard about it.
Wow.
A tractor. It's so weird. Oh my God, I just remembered. I didn't remember when you first said it, but then I was like, oh.
I would say the Tonka company, Tonka truck.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And so I think in some sense, I think dad's bringing up those memories.
Yeah, he's bringing up the memories. Just say, hey. And nothing is ever broken. Nothing can ever be fixed.
Nothing can ever be fixed?
No, nothing can ever really be broken. It can all be really fixed.
Is that what he's saying?
That's what I feel like he's saying. That's why I feel like he's showing the tractor.
He's showing like a circle.
I see what he's saying.
An infinity sign like a tractor would make, actually.
Oh, see?
Oh, wow. I see what he's saying. And my father, when he was alive, was very, very intuitive, very spiritual. And I think I got a lot of it from him. I also can meet people and kind of get a sense of who they are. And I think it's a decent quality that I have. And I can see where my father's coming from with putting in the physical appearance of the tractor being broken and me crying, but then me getting over it.
Right. Yeah.
And then now in life, for me to cry and get over whatever, anything that
happens.
Heartbreak or anything that happens
loss.
In my life. So I could see where he might be trying to connect that maybe.
Yeah, definitely. It's just unbelievable. He's just a...
He's a smart man. Huh?
He's very, very smart.
I don't get that
he's the smoothest man, though.
He's not his dialogue.
He wasn't the smoothest man, but I know my daddy. I know what he was saying.
Yeah, he's pretty pretty loving, though, and pretty much just that very protective of you, for sure. Yeah. There's a strong protection. I don't think he liked this ex guy either. I don't know. There's a feeling like he...
He just took a bat. That's so interesting.
Wow. That's
ex as which do you...
The
you
one
gave?
Before. Not the last one, but like the one
oh,
before.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it makes sense.
Do you want me to cut that out?
No. Yeah, he did not like him at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
He had to grow up. He had to grow up, and he wasn't ready. So he's not, like, fully blaming him, but he just...
Right.
He wished he would have...
He's very immature, and I was immature also, but he really didn't like him. He really didn't, so that's spot on.
Please,
AJ.
It's so weird because it's been very persistent with your dad, and I don't know if you know a lot about his passing or whatnot, but by any chance...
I try not to know.
but here's the thing. Was there some sort of like responsibility or ownership with your dad's passing? Because he's bringing up, he's owning that, but I also feel very asphyxiated, but I feel like I can't take like my last breath. So there's something about like him passing in a very like quick way, but it doesn't feel like in a lengthy process. It didn't feel like a cancer or like an illness.
It felt like it was heart.
So my father passed from cirrhosis of the liver, complications from it.
So this is why he takes ownership for his passing, because it's his fault. It's his
own situation. An alcoholic for many years, so that's why he takes the ownership for that.
Well, I think this is his way of thanking you for not going down that route.
Or recovering from it.
Right. Right, yeah.
Yes, that's true. 100%. I did go down that route.
Well, but you're not there now.
No.
Is the purpose. You know what I mean? And I think for your dad, it's a huge thing, too, kind of making sure you're on the right track. Because your dad, again, there's this way with him that he feels like that I need to talk about myself, because I really don't feel like I've ever had that conversation to make peace with you. And I feel like you're at peace, but I think he hasn't evolved.
I just want him to know, and I've said this many, I just feel like he's never going to be at peace, because he had so much pain from growing up, certain mistakes, because he was an alcoholic.
But you keep yourself in check, he's saying.
I
worry about that, but you have done a really good job over the last few years keeping yourself in check.
Yeah, I really do try.
He's very proud of you for that.
I'm going to cry. This is why I'm not talking. I usually talk very well on podcasts, but I'm trying not to cry.
Well, there's one more thing I just want to jump into, and then we'll let you cry. You can cry a river for all of us. We're going to need tissues in here. I'm hearing that there's two things. I'm hearing there's a point. There's at some point you didn't want to be here. You didn't want to be in the physical. I feel like you either made an attempt or thought about making an attempt. Does that make sense?
I've attempted suicide.
Okay.
Yes.
But I also feel like this daughter completely changed your life.
She's her insurance policy.
I think she saved you is what I'm hearing.
She's saving me today.
Yeah, and I feel
she
like...
She saves me every day.
She makes you fight those demons, Fight those demons to...
be with her.
To be a good person. To, you know, like you're shining. Your inner light is shining, though. All right?
You broke this cycle so she doesn't have to go through it.
Thank God. Thank you for saying that so much.
It's over. It's over.
Oh, thank you for saying that. That makes me feel a lot better
about
what I'm doing.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And I always try to, I feel like I'm always giving my poor 8-year-old a speech. but I just don't want her to do the same mistakes. And if he's saying, you know, if I'm breaking this cycle, then I'm going to keep making these speeches. And I mean, she looks up to me so amazingly. And there's so much love that and guilt I have, but there's so much love I have for her, and I can feel her. It's just intense. I mean, it's my daughter's kind of like me in that way too. It's she's intuitive as well.
So
for an 8-year-old,
she picks up your hurt and she picks up your success, and so she loves it. You guys both feed off of each other.
Yes, she does.
But so also too, your dad says no more guilt.
Okay.
No more guilt.
Yeah.
That's just a wasted energy. Like, you love her so much, you want to protect her because of things that have happened in your life, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the speeches come from. But she knows she's going to be okay.
Okay.
All right? But when you say things to her, she actually feels like you're not going to be okay, because you're saying, like, it's a, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. See, that's what I meant by the speech thing. Like, I don't want to, like, because... It's from my guilt, honestly.
Right. So no more
guilt. I don't want to make her, but I'm not making her uncomfortable. I just don't. Like, I don't want to make her uncomfortable.
Well, I think she's going to get to a point where she's like, Mom, you can trust me. Okay, Mom, okay. You can, listen.
Stop it. Stop speaking. Like, stop it.
You know, she'd be like, listen, I am not you all the way. You can actually.
I've got the good parts of you, Mama. Okay. Okay. I hope I hear that
maybe
one day.
Maybe that's a projection from me. Unfortunately, when they hit their teens, you're not so perfect anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Don't expect yourself to be perfect.
And she's so smart, though. Your daughter is so smart.
She is
and
smart.
And
loves to sing.
I think there's a
she
big
does. She, loves to sing. She does, and we sing together.
Yes. Oh. She loves it. And she loves to write.
Yes,
she loves to write her songs, and she loves to sing, and she likes to play school.
She's very artistic. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
She loves
yes,
to teach. She's going to be a natural teacher as well.
I can see it already. Yeah. Yeah. I can see it already.
Yeah,
I kept saying school, so that's probably. Yeah. I was like, oh, this girl. I definitely think she's going to like.
I can definitely
Do the college thing and the school thing too, because she is just so smart. This one,
she is. She's an AB honor roll. She's been a student of the month. She's just
she's
so great.
She's a great dresser, though. I hear she must be a great little fashion icon.
She told me she was stealing all of my clothes when she got older.
She's very particular about shoes.
Yeah, she's very particular about shoes or anything, honestly.
Yeah.
But
like
she is particular about shoes. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. That's amazing.
Can I ask you, by any chance, is this month significant, May? They keep on bringing up May being significant.
May 22nd?
No, to the month of May.
My birthday's May 14th.
Happy birthday from your dad.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday from my dad.
Thank you.
So just know this is way kind of like bringing here with the family, seeing your kids. I think this is the whole thing. She's just saying, like, I'm here.
The thing is, I think he might think this is a little bit more special because I think this is only the second or third time that it's landed on Mother's Day.
Oh.
And I was born on Mother's Day, May 14th, in 1990. So.
Wow.
So it's the day after tomorrow.
Yes.
Right?
Wow.
Yep. Is that the day after tomorrow? Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
2 days.
My daughter's birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's incredible. There's also this feeling, too, of you now... You've done really well. I'm hearing this is more psychic. I am hearing you've done really well. You are breaking these barriers. You're breaking the rules. You're trying to sort things out yourself. There's one more like stepping in your power, though. You're not done.
Back.
You got one more. You got one more big platform to go, and it's like you need to just own that. Just stop procrastinating. You know, it is like owning that stage.
Well, maybe something's making me procrastinate at the moment.
You're not pregnant. Don't say it's that second baby, though.
No. Okay. No, I know what you mean, though. It's,
okay.
When I came out here, I did a couple, meetings.
Okay.
I'm procrastinating for a reason.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Is there something in Asia? Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just know that this is going to work. So you holding out and you standing your ground, it's going to work out. And it means, like, and I know there's financial abundance around it as well. So, like, stand your ground. Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jen.
It's called loyalty, though.
There's something either with Asia or some type of, like, looking into with, I don't know if a company from Asia wants you, either it's the makeup or it's who you are. But if it hasn't come to you yet, it's going to.
Okay.
It's going to. Somebody's seeking you out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So. Not yet, though. Not yet for Asia.
Okay. It's Japan.
That would be an adventure. That would be amazing. I would love to.
Your daughter would love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be
so different for her. Right.
So, yeah. I mean, maybe we should tell everybody.
Well, hang on.
No, not yet.
Oh, they're not done yet.
She's going to have her own show. You're going to have your own show.
Yep.
You guys, you're telling the wrong people these things.
Oh, sorry. In conjunction with, in association with something.
Brought to you by. No,
brought to you by.
Uh-oh.
All right, these psychics.
Wait, let's be careful.
I'm getting red probably in the face.
Okay, go ahead.
I've been keeping secrets.
Uh-oh. All right. Susan,
well,
share.
Actually, she already has a show. She's on a show. She's been on a show for a very long time.
Ah.
Yes. You want me to, I'm able to say now?
Or the big reveal?
Okay. Introduce yourself.
Or what? Yeah. He's giving me a look, though.
No, go ahead.
No, yeah.
So, Amber Port, I'm from Teen Mom OG I'm the original from 16 and Pregnant. I was the pilot for the show along with the girl.
Oh, wow.
I'm 27 now. We've been on for about 9 years.
Wow.
When you guys were talking about trials and tribulations, things like that, when you were in, I went to prison for battery and possession for, I was an addict. This is what my father was probably saying about getting past. I was an opiate addict. there's so much more, though.
Wow.
I did, you know, you guys were 100% on the suicide attempt. When, yeah, the guilt that I have is when my daughter was taken away from me and when I went to prison and I was away from her. What I did actually is I opted out of drug court to go to prison because I wasn't making it in there, and I didn't see my daughter for such a long time that it was the end for me. Either I was going to die off of fentanyl patches, or I was going to live in prison and be alive for my daughter after. So I had that choice, pretty much. I tried to go to the Marines, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But so yeah, you guys were completely spot on.
Congrats to where you are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Congrats to
thank
your
you.
Journey so for amazing. Sure.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I'm so like surprised. Oh my gosh.
It's fun.
I wish I would watch more TV.
I know. I don't want to watch more TV. I know. I feel bad.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say too much, but a lot is edited in what I do, and I feel it doesn't show everything the right way it needs to be or my actual. Right. When I the one thing they do want to bring up, though, is when you were talking about me and the girls and like being an inspiration, it's because I talk to all of my fans. And if they ever have a problem, I follow them. They go on my DM. I help almost every other day with people who are wanting to commit suicide or dying.
Wow.
Well, that's part of your like sobriety, that. Giving back.
Right. Yes. And I feel like there has to be a reason why.
It's part of your life's purpose.
Happened. Right.
Yeah. So
contract.
I just.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
And these are international celebrities, these girls. There's four on the OG this year.
Yes.
And,
maybe
that's and you've
got
lived under the microscope.
Oh,
so that's what I was
okay.
Kept getting
so you, there's you, there's Caitlin. There's
Caitlin and Macy and Farrah.
And Farrah.
Yeah.
And it's. Such a phenomenon, in it, but it's helped people so much. A lot of people, you know, it's a reality show. So
Caitlin's a spaz.
Caitlin's a spaz, and she is one. She's my best.
Oh my gosh,
she's my best. Like
I was trying to find her, and I couldn't grab her. I'm like, she's a spaz.
She's everywhere. She's everywhere, but I love her to death.
She's great, though.
Sprite. I hate to use that. Yeah. I sound like I'm 80. Sorry. Sprite, right?
No, you're right. She is. She would love to hear that, though, because
I love it.
Like
she's great.
She's dodgy, though. I'd watch her.
I.
She
is dodgy.
She's a little dodgy one. Yeah. I went from 80-year-old Sprite Grandma dodgy. Right. Right.
Dodgy.
I don't know. Don't turn your back. No. She's got a heart of gold, though.
Yes, she does.
She's going to be. She'd lie down for you.
Yes, she would.
You know?
And I would lie down for her.
Yeah, she's that kind of person behind your back that would defend you, right?
And a dog.
And a dog.
Yeah. I can't believe you just said that because I rescue dogs and I rescue
animals.
Do you?
Oh, wow.
I have five dogs and three cats. I rescue animals.
Is there a Madison? Do you know a Madison? The name Maddie or Madison?
Madison was going to be Leah's name.
It's not L-E-A-H, though, is it?
Oh, my gosh. I was born. I grew up in Madison County also.
Oh, wow.
And Leah's name was going to be Madison. Look at you.
Awesome. How funny.
Kobe really sucks at this.
Awesome. But I changed it to Leah in the middle of the night in bed.
Does she have an H at the end of it or no H?
Yes, she has an H.
So does my sister, L-E-A-H. And I don't know
that's,
if it's the
that's
same
how
thing.
Leah's name is
And that's a Polish derivative, I heard.
There's a what?
Polish derivative. It's the Polish is how they'll put an H on the end.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, on my
look at you.
On my on my my mom's side, we have Polish in us.
There you go.
So
was
that's
there
where
a relative that had that name though? A grandmother middle name.
So like middle names are Leanne, my mom, my grandma, like Leanne, and things like that. That's just a thing that we do in our family,
so
the women.
That's what I thought it was handed down.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is handed down. It has to have a Lee or an Ann or something in it. Like
I thought it was going to be Mary Ellen because that's my sister's. Middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that was grandmother passed down through that.
Kidding.
I wish I could remember more about my ancestors, because you guys could be telling me the exact like names of exactly these people, and I wish I could just remember, you know, honestly, because you might be 100%.
That's so cool, though.
Oh, they're always 100%.
Oh, well, you've been 100% on all of this, but the things like I can't remember, like I, you know, I'm like, oh,
luckily,
I don't know.
This is recorded.
Yeah, right.
The fact that you're so open to the process is really helpful, because a lot of times when we have celebrities on, they're like,
Well, some are really. It just depends on the celebrity.
Yeah, and then they go home and they go, oh, I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, some of them want to hold their secrets.
How many times does that happen?
Because we do expose the secrets, and they're like, oh. Maybe.
That's okay. I feel like if there's any secrets you guys want to expose, it, if you think if you want to, you can. I mean, I think I'm pretty honest.
Yeah.
Do you have a foot fetish?
Not quite, but I like guys with big feet. Well, is that odd?
Yeah, me too. No.
I'm not going to say anything else.
You have to go there.
I was going to say something, but never mind.
Oh my God.
Keep it PG. Jen.
Yeah.
But I'm my fans. I love you.
I'm like, why am I getting big feet? That's so weird.
I would auction off some sucking of the big toe. I mean, you can
I don't do that. I just like it if you have big feet. I do not. I have never sucked a toe. I've never done anything. I've rubbed feet before.
I did not get this.
But I've never sucked a toe. Okay.
Oh, so funny. Well, real quick, I want to also talk about the new relationship stepping in for you, because I know that there's a new romance and a new relationship that's happening.
A new relationship?
Yeah, something is someone is in your life, and it feels really strong, and it feels like this is like getting stronger and stronger. Is that right? Am I allowed to say that?
It was.
Okay. Was it a friend?
Possibly.
It feels like a friend that became more.
Yes, you're 100%. Yeah, we were friends for 6 months.
He mirrored you, but I think it was too much.
No, he. Well, you're very close. We were friends for 6 months.
Okay.
And then I met him, and because it was online, it was on Twitter.
He had big feet.
He had very big feet.
I'm kidding.
And when I met him, I'm sorry. Go, say the second thing again, because I had a complete thought.
I felt like he. So when I was showing him marrying you,
He proposed to me. We were engaged for a couple of years. So we had a venue set up for October 13th, and everything. Wow. Let's just say some things have happened.
Right.
Just in the last couple of days.
Okay. Oh, no.
I don't really know.
I feel like it'll get back.
Really?
But you know what? What do I know?
You know a lot, obviously, today. You know a lot.
Yeah, there's a. Uh-huh. I think there's a lot of apologizing he needs to do.
Well, there's a lot
100%.
And she needs closure. And the way to get that is to get back. Mm. Not necessarily back in that, but you will have. I feel like you'll get your closure.
Oh, he's really? Going to try so hard, though. He already is. He is. And there's roses,
flowers.
Mother's Day, red roses are coming.
Oh, and I will try to let you guys know if that happens. I'll take a picture and everything.
I just saw the flowers.
See?
Flowers.
Double Lincoln.
Those are my favorite roses.
That's an easy one.
Those are my favorite.
Those
are my favorite, though. Those red roses. So he knows that, though.
We're thinking of that in the way.
And he's trying to show love for you. He messed up, but he's trying to fix it.
You know,
he's going to take to social media to fix it. He's going to use social media to fix it.
Oh, I know what you mean by that. Gosh.
Okay.
Go ahead.
He's going to go on there and be like, I did this, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, AJ. Not to offend. Offend him because he can't speak for himself, but
no, let's offend him.
I get a lot of toxic energy around him, personal toxic energy, not around you, but around him specifically.
Absolutely.
Not about the kids, not about the family, and it feels for me that it's almost like things that he's kind of keeping private for himself. And I think part of that is that it's his own insecurities, who he is as an individual. Second of all, I do believe as when we look at women, he takes advantage of the situation. And it doesn't mean that he wants to abuse, but I feel like there's a lot of verbal communication that feels abusive around it. Three, I feel like he loves control. So just be aware of what you're doing.
100%. What you just said was 100%.
Yeah. Does he have a sister, too, that's controlling with him?
Yes, he has him and his family, I don't think, are very well, honestly.
Okay.
They're not very well.
It's all opinion. Yeah. All opinion, though, just for the record.
Yeah.
I mean, he
allegedly.
For the record, it's opinions of others.
Right.
Not slander.
Yeah, exactly.
No. You're right. And you know, I don't think he would take it that way. I think he would.
But he's a good guy, though. Seriously.
He is a good guy.
A lot of fixing.
So this is the thing with him. So he does have a lot of... So he lied to me about his kids because he was very insecure how many kids he had. He lied to me about his age. And
please don't say he's got five.
He has five kids.
No!
Oh, my
God. Holy cow. Wow.
He has when did you find that out?
But did he tell you that he only had like four?
It was a couple... It was like a year or so ago.
Oh, my God.
Did he only tell you, though, that he had four?
He told me in the beginning he had two, and then it turned into three, and then it turned into four.
No.
And then it was five, finally, and that was the end. He has five kids.
That's what I heard.
Does he want six?
Oh, yeah.
He wants a baby with me very, very badly.
Yeah, he'd have a tribe.
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's a lot of kids.
And these women were very toxic and very horrible with us in this relationship.
Let's just offer this.
But he was toxic to them. Yeah. I have to say that. I do understand them 100%. Yeah. He was very toxic to them as well.
And
he was an addict and things like that.
Mm. But let's offer this, maybe, just in regards to the relationship between the two of you.
Right.
You needed a place to kind of find redemption. You needed a place that someone was going to give you a chance to be different and to change your life. And yes, he may have been toxic and he may have had this past and he may have, but maybe you together and your forceful nature are the one who gives him that new breath, that new change, that new chance.
Yes, 100%. And he said that to me many, many times. You have changed me as a man.
Yeah, see.
I can't believe you guys.
Well, wow. you've been on Teen Mom for 9 years, so there's a good chance that you've kept him from having more children.
Right.
Well, we were only together. Well,
you know, I mean, it's a good balance because you're.
We were together. We were 3 years. 3 years. You know, I can't say right now that we're together, and I can't say that we aren't together. It's a very odd situation right now.
Wow.
But let's just say that he went home yesterday, and I am here.
Well, that happens.
It's gonna. Yeah. It's gonna. I don't know. It doesn't feel. It doesn't feel to me like it's over. What do you guys
feel?
It's
not over.
I don't think
it's not over.
I feel like in some sense that this is still gonna be again a work in progress. So I don't think it's completely.
It's
closed.
Gonna have to be.
Yeah, because
for me.
The amazing part, and you know this, and I think maybe your fans know this per se, is that he needs you more than you need him. To be quite honest,
do you look at him kind of like your dad?
He needs me more than I need him. Mm-hmm. That might be.
Does he remind you of your? Does he remind you of your dad?
In some ways,
the way that I still feel like you're going to get married to him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not saying for how long.
Huh.
And if you don't want that second baby, you better step up because I don't know. I think that there could be a little love connection, reunited, afternoon delight. I don't know.
Afternoon delight. I've seen the song on
here. It's called makeup sex.
Making sex.
Okay. We give great contraceptive advice here.
Well, right. only if things can be proven.
I think in the next year, though, there's going to be a pregnancy. I'm calling it.
I better get on my birth control again then. I have too many businesses right now. I have too many stuff going on right now. Too much stuff.
They're good at what they do. Be ready.
Oh, Lord.
Double up, baby.
Right?
Actually, on my way here, I was talking to somebody, and I looked down, and it said latex was a license plate.
No.
And I swear to God. I'm on the phone with Richard Martin. I'm like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, I'm looking at a license plate. This is latex. I've never seen that before. And I'm like,
it's a sign.
Right.
She's more of a.
I tried to take a picture and I missed. You're more the sheepskin type, but it's
Colby.
Allergic.
Right.
Whatever.
It's you know. There's so many things happening for you, and it's so exciting, and it's like so wonderful to have you here. Really. So thank you so much.
It's been a privilege. Like honestly, this has been amazing. One of my favorite podcasts I've been on.
Oh, good.
Yay. But I went on Love Line with Dr. Drew. I'm sorry. I can't.
That's okay.
It's still one of my favorite.
Show. Oh,
yes,
absolutely.
It was a great show.
Anything with Dr. Drew is good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we met at the MTV movie
TV award show. She was sitting right behind me. And,
that's right.
And, you know, we'd never met before. Yeah. And it was a fun night, except for the hailstorm. Did you get caught up in the hailstorm?
I did not go to that. No, I didn't want to do that.
But it was an amazing show.
It was. It was. I ran to my fans, though, when I came. Like, they told me not to go on the wet carpet.
Because they don't want you to slip.
Yeah, pretty much. But my fans were screaming at me from across the thing, yelling my name. And I had to just, I couldn't. I was sitting there literally for like 3 minutes, I think. Just waiting because we were waiting to kind of move forward and get in. And then I just was like, oh, I got to go over there. And I went over there and I just like, you know, sending love, like, taking pictures. Everybody's like, sending love, you know, like it was amazing.
Well, you guys, if you don't know, the hailstorm hit right during the red carpet at the MTV TV Awards. Yeah. And Drew and I were there early. So we got through it and then we got inside and then we watched everybody trying to get inside and they wouldn't let them through security. And the hail was just coming down and everybody was wet and just, you know, so it was, but then the show was actually, I mean, I've been to so many of these over the years.
A couple for me because I get invited every year, but
I mean, I'm getting old now because I've probably been to like 20 of them, but it's
back
true.
When MTA first started.
When you start going, let's see, I'm a couple decades in now. But the show was fabulous, and the people that won the awards this year were
great.
Really good.
Were great. Loved it. I thought it was a step up from MTV, honestly, with the people that got the awards.
The new Netflix and all that.
Oh,
but,
yes. I heard too that they did something where it was a one gender role, right?
Yes.
Forward thinking is that of MTV?
Amazing.
It's
wonderful.
Right?
Amazing.
It was best actor in a role. They didn't genderize it by female or male.
Oh,
and
The girl from Stranger Things?
No.
She got Harry Potter and Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Oh, I think I went to the bathroom.
Wait, was it? Gosh, do I even remember? I think I had a couple like champagne or something.
This poor thing, she's going to be mad. We didn't know her. She won it. The actress in Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, yeah. Emma Stone?
Bobby Brown.
No. She's young. Harry Potter. She was in Harry Potter, too.
I can't think of her name. Oh. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Emma Stone.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Emma Watson. There we go. Yay to Emma Watson.
Yes. She was, oh my God, and she looks so
beautiful. See, that's
beautiful.
How old I am. I can't remember anybody's names either.
I said Emma Stone. I love Emma Stone, too.
I do love Emma Stone, too.
But Emma Watson.
But she didn't win that.
No, she didn't.
This is conscious information.
But usually,
but she won other things.
The winners are usually the ones.
She won best actress for La La.
Yes,
listen,
they make fun of La La Land. Usually the awards are given to whoever will show up that day. It's never the best shows, but this year
was
the
great.
Shows were amazing. So it was absolutely amazing, and it was a great group of. Guests. I mean, there were a lot of celebrities.
I can say eclectic. I think that's like very, very different groups of people, which was amazing.
It was well done. So
you had from DJs and rappers sitting next to Hollywood stars that's been and things. I mean, not Hollywood, but like actresses and actors, like things like that. It was amazing to see how they did it.
It was a good turnout.
It was great.
Except for nobody could do the red carpet because it was hailing.
That
it was a weird sign that we were all going to get wet. It was like being on a sinking boat together. We were all soaking wet and looking at each other in the foyer going, hey, how's it going?
So we asked to go from MTV. They asked me, they said that the shrine is haunted. Would you come to the shrine and be on the red carpet? And I got back to them too late, which was just funny. But the fact that I was hailing on the red carpet.
Well, maybe next year.
I don't think you would have liked it.
They wanted a separate segment.
We can set that up for you next year. Perfect. In advance.
Did you get, you have a tattoo? I hear you got a tattoo. They're saying you have a tattoo, and it's for sobriety and in honor of your daughter, too.
I have a picture of my daughter on my...
Holy cow.
On my,
right?
Can we see it?
No.
Come on.
No, I need to lose a little bit more weight.
You are beautiful.
I need to lose a little bit more weight, but yes, I do have a full...
Holy cow.
But my fans and everybody that watches the show, everybody knows I have it.
Really?
And it's online.
Oh, it is online?
If you want to look it up, just look up Amber Portwood's tattoo with water, and it's right there.
It's very cool.
So,
that is so cool.
Yeah, and that was for my daughter. Wow. That's actually around that time.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Let me bring it up.
That's back in the day. It's still not finished, actually. That's
holy.
Not
cool.
It.
No, that is.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That is. That's when. That's like 2 days after. It's still like swollen and red, so it doesn't look.
That's amazing.
That's the only time I let anybody take a picture of it.
That's incredible. So pretty. I love that.
It's okay to show, of course. Yeah. Oh, I just wish it looked better because that is 2 days after it's swollen and red.
Wow.
But yeah, that's yeah.
That's incredible. So, you know, if you don't mind sharing your social media handles, do you know those off the top of your head,
oh my
or we'll
gosh.
Just hold them up?
Just
we got it.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Yeah. And then you know, because we're coming to an end, and this has just been fantastic.
This has been so fun.
Yes.
It's been like a party,
and I didn't have to do anything.
You did everything.
You got to sit back. I had all the heat. No, I'm just kidding.
So much easier being me.
I'd like to say that. No. yeah, I've had an amazing time on this show, and I think I'm really surprised, honestly. I didn't know what to expect or anything. I came in here completely, like, I was excited, though, I can say that, but I started to feel the energy in the middle, which was crazy.
Yeah.
I started to, like, shake and feel, like, the energy. I loved it. This has been amazing for
me. Do you want to read Colby before you go?
I would love to hear that.
No, I can't read anybody.
I'd like to call her out on her future and the man. No, but you're really open and honest, and we appreciate everything you do on Teen Mom, or have done over the years, even though it was tough for a while. And but you are making a difference in this world.
I hope so.
You know, we've helped cut down teen pregnancy overall in the last 10 years. We probably help a lot of people with addiction and a lot of things.
I have myself. I've put a couple people in rehab.
And it's, I mean, that's brilliant. I think you, at 27, you've done so much for humanity. And keep it up. Women need that. Men need that. And we appreciate everything you've done, opening up your hearts and your life to everybody.
I'm humbled that you guys are saying this to me. You know, honestly, I feel like a lot of people here in this room have a lot of wisdom. So I'm very humbled for you guys to appreciate.
Well, I think too, real quick, and I know we don't have much time, but I think, you know, your life theme is truly like the humanitarian individual. You know, that's who you'll always be. Even when you transition, you will always have that theme with you regardless.
Yes. Okay.
All right. Well, I wish we had more time, but there is another show right after us. So unfortunately, we do got to say goodbye, but you know, thank you, AJ Barrera, for being
Colby.
So incredible. 2 hours with me. I love it.
Well, we'll spend another 2 hours this Saturday.
Going to be together, and obviously Jennifer Schaefer, love you so much, so incredible, and thank you.
It's fun to be here.
You know, wouldn't even happen without Susan Pinsky.
Absolutely,
you know, making this all happen, making the magic happen on Calling Out with Susan Pinsky.
Only for you, Colby.
Love what you do, and love that.
I'm very proud of
family.
You too. I love your show.
Thank you. Yes.
And I want everybody who's listening to my podcast to tune in to Colby's podcast or her Facebook Live.
Thank you.
Live with Colby, Psychic Rebel.
Thank
and I think
you.
You're
Psychic
on iTunes,
Rebel.
And you can also be found on Facebook. And she's just doing a fabulous job. And, you know, if you can't get enough of Calling Out with Susan Pinsky, there's always Colby.
Thank you. And I will just finish with a genuine and warm thank you so much, Amber, for being on the show and being a part of it and sharing.
Thank you for having
sharing.
Me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
All right. All have right. a good night,
Bye.
Everybody.
Sending love.
There we go.
Thanks for listening to Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. Follow Susan on Twitter or Instagram at First Lady of Love. And check callingoutwithsusanpinsky.com for all the latest info and links to our cast of clairvoyants.